Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. That's Antonia Lawrence with our theme song, The Power of a Woman. And whenever I hear that song, it just gets me going because we are women in power, women of power, and we are walking, walking, walking. Good morning again, I'm so excited about our special guest this morning, Diane Tenise. Right, she is just had a few minutes to speak with her, and you're going to be royally, royally blessed by her presence and by the content that she's going to give us this morning. I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsors. Mobi Flyer. It's a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. It brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. It's fun to interact with, engage with your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. Mobi, flyers.mobi, MobiFlyers.mobi. I personally welcome you to the 17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend, March 19th through the 22nd, sponsored by Women of Power. Visit our website at women-of-power.org for more information. It's a matter of the heart. Guard your heart, for out of it comes the issues of life. As a matter of fact, everything you do flows from it. Also, we have Diamond Women's Conference. Diamond Women's Conference is coming to Metropolitan Atlanta. Host Pastor Val Scarborough. Diamond Women's Conference, April 30th through May 20th in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to having this wonderful, wonderful guest with us this morning. It really is a great opportunity to have some wonderful, wonderful people that not mind sharing their heart, their vision, their inspiration with you. Please welcome with me author, poet, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, Diane Tenise Rice. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I am so honored and thankful to be here with you.
Well, we're glad to have you. I mean, we're royally excited. You're on the tour, and we're just glad to be a part of it. And you'll be hearing more about how we connected with Diane Tenise. I want to make sure I pronounce your name properly. So we're going to share with you her sponsor and who is one of our sponsors. You'll hear a little more about that in a moment. But let's get right into it. Also, we're on Twitter, so listening audience, hit us up if you got any comments on Twitter. That's Walking in Power, the number one on Twitter. Walking in Power, the number one. And we're on Facebook at Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. Diane Tenise, as a best-selling author, tell us about your book and why did you write the book?
My book, it's called Real Poetry, Raw Passion, Open Heart Surgery. And I've never had a physical open heart surgery. It is a spiritual open heart surgery that I had. And I wrote the book just to discuss a lot of emotions that I had been carrying around with me from childhood, adolescence, and even to my adulthood. I experienced anger. My trust was betrayed through relationships and friendships that I had had early on in life. There were times where I was walking around being confused. I really didn't know where I could fit in or what my place was in this world. I experienced loss and grief from my grandparents passing away. I had a sister who passed away, and I really didn't talk about any of those emotions. I just wrote them down because I was just so scared to tell others what I was feeling, because I was fearful that my thoughts, my emotions wouldn't be validated, that it would be viewed as non-important. And I just started writing, and I've been writing for a long time, since childhood, and it's been very soothing to me.
Mm. Wow.
For
tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a wife. I love animals. I love inspiring and motivating a lot of individuals, but I've also come from a place where I know what it's like to not walk with God and to think that I'm being successful in the process. And mm-hmm. God had to show me a lot of things about myself where it's like anything that I want out of life, it comes from God. No matter what I try and do on my own, it's not going to be the best that it can be. It's not going to be sustaining unless I acknowledge God's presence in my life and actively pursue him like he has actively pursued me.
That's good.
And my hope is just to express to everyone that no matter what you face in life, the struggles that come up, or even when life throws you unexpected situations, that you can still overcome them and that you're not alone. There is comfort in knowing that, you know, someone else has faced something that you face, and we're still able to overcome it.
Right, right. And that's key. That's important. That's important. So how did you come up with the idea for your book? Give our listeners the title of your book.
The title of the book is Real Poetry, Raw Passion, Open Heart Surgery.
So how did you come up with the idea for that?
The idea came up, like I mentioned before, I've been writing poetry and writing in general since I was a little girl. And I remember one night the late actor Robin Williams, he had passed away, and they were doing all these tributes for him. And I remember him talking about how he had an open heart surgery, and it was shocking because, you know, from the outside, everything from my perspective seemed that he was, you know, a great man, lots of accomplishments, awards, very well known and talented. But at the same time, you know, there was something going on inside of his heart that he needed to get fixed. And so just listening to him describe how he felt about having an open heart surgery, he said it was, you know, frightening. You take things for granted, and you're coming to realize, to appreciate the small things in life, especially when your life itself is on the line. And I chose open heart surgery for the title of the book because I could relate to an open heart surgery, because I kept a lot of things hidden from people, my family, my friends, but at the same time, I couldn't keep those things and those emotions hidden from God. I was in denial, and a lot of times when we have something going on in our life, whether it's an illness or a financial strain going on, a lot of times we may be in denial, or we may turn a blind eye to things that are going on in our life. And having an open heart surgery, I had to address those things face-to-face, one-on-one with God, because he's seen everything that people don't see. And I had to stop lying to myself. I had to quit lying to God and trying to prove to God and people that, oh, I'm fine. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious. I don't have any pride. I don't take things personally. It's other people who are, you know, they're the ones with the problem. So I don't get offended. Mm-hmm. I had to address those things so I could be the person who God created me to be, so I can experience power and healing and the best things that life can give, which come from my heart. So if my heart is toxic and filled with oppression, depression, and negative thinking towards myself, I have a distorted view on life, but at the same time, I have a distorted view of who God is, because I wasn't trusting him enough to do his job because of the past experiences that I kept holding on to. So it was definitely a spiritual open heart surgery where he cleaned up my heart, he restored me, he made my life new, fresh, whole. I can smile for real. I don't have to put on a show for people and try to impress people and come home and be sad. Like, it's a daily process, but it's something that I work on with joy and gladness, because I knew about God at an early age. I accepted him at an early age, but I'm just now learning how to grasp and receive his love, how to grasp and hold on to him like he's holding on to me.
Do you think sometimes, I heard you say something, I can smile for real. We talked a little bit last night in Bible study, how sometimes we're smiling. We have two names. We're smiling, but we're bleeding. We're smiling, but we're crying. Do you think sometimes that happens because we put up walls and sometimes our smile is all we have left? I mean, even if it's not real, that facade. Do you think sometimes that happens?
Oh, yes. I think it happens a lot of times, and I think the reason why it continues to happen is because we get comfortable doing it. I'm guilty of it. I've done it myself, because there is satisfaction when you're around people and family and those that you love to be able to display that you don't have any problems going on. Like, you're not struggling with anything, that you have everything under control. You get a satisfaction, because I know I did, because I didn't want other people worrying about me or feeling sorry for me. But at the same time, I would come home and just cry and basically living a double life, being double-minded and not being honest with myself, especially if I have people around me who generally love me and who are concerned about my well-being, and putting up a wall just to protect myself and not be hurt from anyone or from what people might say. But putting up a wall, in my opinion, closes the opportunities available for healing. It closes opportunities available for the potential to grow past those weaknesses and eventually becoming a prisoner within your soul, to where all you know is pain, deception, lies, frustration, sleepless nights, and it becomes a cycle. And I feel like the only way to break the cycle is being honest with yourself and being honest with God. I came to a point to where I just got tired. It was too much work trying to impress people with my smile and then trying to deal with myself alone, crying at night and not understanding why do I feel the way I do. It was too much work. I needed to do something that was easier.
Too much maintenance. Too much maintenance.
Yes.
Too much maintenance. We are truly being blessed by Diantonise Rice.
You're going to be hearing more from her. But now, a word from our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
We're here with Diantenise Rice, and she is really not only an inspirational speaker with a mission to empower women, she's also confident in walking in her purpose as well as assisting others to walk in theirs. So I see you reside in the state of Texas, and you have two pets.
Yes, I do.
Can you share with our audience what your pets?
My two pets are my two betta fish.
Wow. We have some fish numbers. We have some fish lovers out there, so we just want to give a shout out to all the pet fish lovers out there. That just really excited me. But Diantenise, when you were talking in your bio, you talked about facing some trials and heartaches in your life. What would you share with our listening audience that really assisted you in coming to the place where you are today?
I would say what helped me become the person I am today is just realizing that there was a better life that I could live that I wasn't aware of. Yes.
That's good.
It was a better life. I knew there was more to life than being mad all the time and feeling like everyone was just picking on me, and I was the one who was just the odd ball out, like I couldn't fit in, and like basically something was wrong with me, and that's why other people didn't accept me, was my view. And how I got over that, I just turned to God. I mean, I've been dealing with those feelings and those emotions for years, putting on a facade and trying to appear to be happy, but deceiving my own self so I wouldn't recognize the problems that I needed to personally address, change, and overcome. I had to realize that God loved me the way I was, and I also had to love myself. And I would say that was the biggest lesson that I've learned, was loving myself despite my flaws, what went right in my life, what went wrong in my life. I had to learn how to love myself. I mean, there's plenty of people in the world who will cast stones and say negative things about me. I shouldn't be the main person at the front of that line, throwing darts at myself, criticizing myself, and attacking myself. I should be my number one supporter, uplifting myself, encouraging myself, telling myself, you can do it. You can make it. You're stronger than this. You're better than this. Keep trying. Don't give up. Don't give in. You're doing the right thing. Being a work in progress. And I have to forgive myself because I carried a lot of unforgiveness because of the things I experienced. You know, there were times where I did blame other people. At the same time, I also blamed myself. Well, maybe if I wasn't in that relationship, I wouldn't be feeling this way, or maybe if I hadn't said that. I had to learn to accept myself for who I was and my experiences, love myself, and forgive others so that I could really experience true, real, authentic love. I mean, God is love. There is no failure in God's love, and that's something he had to teach me. So it's a daily thing that I do, walking in love with myself, showing love to God. It's a daily self-practice. I embrace my strengths and my weaknesses. So everything that happened in my past, God can still use. Nothing's going to be wasted. And I've come to terms with that. It wasn't all for nothing. Nothing just happens.
Right.
Nothing just happens. There's a purpose for the pain. There's a purpose for the struggle. There's purpose, and that's where your power comes from. That's where your testimony comes from. That's where your life really begins. And something else that I do, I don't apologize for anything as far as my experiences, because every experience that you face in life, it shapes your character, it strengthens your faith, it tests your integrity. And you learn more about yourself. You begin to grow and develop into a better person, a better woman, a better wife, a better mother, a better friend. And I have to stop comparing myself to other people.
That's good.
That's something else that I would constantly do, whether they had better clothes, were more successful, had more money than I did, or just seemed like they didn't have a care in the world. That's me judging another person from the outside. I don't know what goes on in their home when I'm not there behind closed doors. They could be like me. I don't know. But to compare myself, which I'm God's creation, he created me in his image. I'm unique. I can't compare a masterpiece to another masterpiece that's been designed by God. When I do that, I lose my confidence. I lose my joy. I lose my self-esteem. I basically just give it away. And I want to keep those things. I need to be confident. I need to be happy. And so comparing myself to others, and which is something that I did that God has delivered me from, and now I know that my value is priceless. I know that everything about me is priceless because I love myself and the love of God. I see myself through God's eyes. I don't see myself through the eyes of pain and stress and discomfort. I see myself the way that God sees me. And I'll allow his love to shape me, to change me, to restore me, and give me the power to walk each day knowing that God accepts me just the way as I am.
And he loves you just the way that you are.
Amen.
Wow,
yes.
Amazing. So where can our listeners get the book?
The book is available on Amazon.com. I have a paperback version available and also electronic copies as well. Just type in Dion Tenise T. Rice, and that's D as in door, Y-O. N is in Nancy, T is in Tom, E is in Edward, N is in Nancy, I is in Igloo, E is in Edward, C is in Cat, E is in Edward, Dion Tenise, T is in Paul, Rice.
What? We have a few moments left, and I'm just really thankful for this time we've had. What was the most difficult aspect, I think, of writing this book?
The hardest part about writing this book is how transparent do I want to be? it's one thing to be transparent with yourself and say, oh, okay, well, I have trust issues, so I need to work on that. But coming out with a book and basically exposing raw passion, like the realness of every emotion that you have faced, and just putting it all out on the table, that was the most difficult. But at the same time, it's where my healing began.
Mm-hmm.
And that I wasn't the only one who had been hurt by a broken relationship. I knew I wasn't the only one who had lost a family member or who had lost a sibling. I knew I wasn't the only one who was looking for a direction and was looking for love and putting their trust in the hands of people who didn't deserve it. And I knew that there were other women, individuals that needed to know that someone else experienced this, but this is how they came over with it. This is how they overcome it, and just not looking back to yesterday, but continuing to look forward to the promises that are available at the start of each day. So that was the most difficult for me, just being transparent and letting go of fear of other people's opinions. But that's when God showed me that his opinion is the only one that matters. I shouldn't be trying to please people. My goal and objective is to please God, because without him, I'm nothing. I've tried walking without him and doing things on my own, and it is so much more better, so much more easier to be with God than without him.
That's so true. If they had to take something, learn something, grasp something from the book, what would you like that to be?
I would like individuals to learn from the book that nothing that you have faced, you're not the only person. A lot of times when we're going through struggles, we feel alone, like no one understands. Like there's no one who, no one's walking in my shoes. And the poems that I wrote in this book, they're truthful, they're raw, they're about real life experiences. And I would like people to know that I've gone through a lot of things, but I've also, the things I've struggled with, I was able to overcome. And if you read the book, or when you read the book, you'll also see yourself in the book, and you'll come to realize that I can overcome this too.
That's so true. And you can. And you most definitely can. We've been speaking with none other than Dionteneise Rice, a woman, a poet, an author, someone that has really walked the walk, that has experienced trials, difficulties, but has come through as a powerful mouthpiece. I'd love for you to get the book. I'd love for you to follow her on Facebook. Check her out on Twitter. Dionteneise P. Rice. Dionteneise P. Rice. What an awesome, awesome opportunity to have had her with us on this morning. And we're looking so much to hearing more and more again. I'd love to have you. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to have you at Women of Power, the 17th Annual Women's Weekend, as we present Matters of the Heart. Guard your heart.
Wow.
For everything you do flows from it. Amen. So we thank you so much for being our special guest, and we look forward to having you again.
Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful experience. Thank you.
Amen. So, another great time on Walking in Power Block Talk Radio. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. See you next week.